Open Windows, June the 12th. Inexhaustible resources. I tell you the truth, you will all see heaven open, and the angels of God going up and down on the Son of Man, the one who is the stairway between heaven and earth. John 1, verse 51. We have seen Christ as the true spiritual fulfillment of Jacob's ladder, which was set up on earth, and the top of which reached into heaven. Of this the Lord later said to Nathanael, "Hereafter thou shalt see the heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Now if the Lord Jesus is the same, in effect, as the ladder of Jacob, then he is both in heaven and on earth. He is on earth, and he is at the same time in heaven. In him, heaven and earth are united, brought together. And whilst he is here on this earth, for purposes of expression and action, he is also in heaven. The point is that his life and all his resources were drawn from above. He was in touch with inexhaustible resources, and resources which could never die, because they were not of this earth, and could never be subjected to the touch of corruption, which is the characteristic of everything on this earth. So then, to gather that up in one word, it means that for our lives and for our service, our ministry, our heavenly vocation, there are, in union with Christ, resources at our disposal which are heavenly, inexhaustible and incorruptible. This is the great secret of strength. We have seen something of what those resources are and of how they operate, of their value for spirit, soul and body, mind, heart and will. Not on our own charges are we commissioned of the Lord, but he who commissions places his own resources behind his commissioned and his commission.